We continue now with our discussion on Iran. State TV reports that Iran test-fired a missile today, which defense analysts have said could hit Israel and U.S. bases in the Persian Gulf region. English-language Press TV estimated the range of the Shabab-3, which was last tested in mid-2008, at between 1,300 kilometers and 2,000 kilometers, without making clear the range of the actual missile that was tested on Monday. Here's Secretary of Defense Robert Gates speaking to ABC News over the weekend.
My personal opinion is that the Iranians have the intention of having nuclear weapons. I think the question of whether they have made a formal decision to move toward the development of nuclear weapons is in doubt.
And those doubts will be tested on October 1st as the U.S., Iran, and other nations get together to talk about the Iranian nuclear program. Continuing our discussion now with Gary Sick, senior research scholar at Columbia University, who joins us from his home here in New York. Good morning again, Gary.
Good morning.
And Bakr Moin is a former head of the Farsi service for our partner, the BBC. He joins us from Bush House in London. Bakr Moin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Gary, it seems we have the classic chess game between the U.S. and Iran in play right now. The announcement by Iran that they had this second uranium enrichment facility last week, then the U.S. and other nations demanding that it be inspected. Then we have a moderating sort of suggestion from Iran that they might consider releasing these two journalists that are being held in Iran. And then you have the missiles being fired. It seems like all the cards are on the table in the classic sort of game that is played diplomatically between these two countries. What's your assessment?
I think, in fact, I like your analogy that this is a chess game because, in fact, people have said for years that the United States plays checkers and Iran plays chess, maybe even three-dimensional chess. And the question has always been, are we really up to this game? Can we play in that kind of a league where we've got a very clever adversary who is clearly holding some cards and who's willing to play them very adroitly? I think that is going to be the question. I personally think we can do this, but I do think it's a challenge for our diplomacy.
Bakr Moin, there have been analysts who have said that President Ahmadinejad is in a weakened state politically at home and that he's on the defensive going into these talks on October 1st. What's your assessment?
Well, definitely he is weaker at home, but at the same time, I think when it comes to the nuclear issue, we are seeing the representative of the regime as a whole who are coming to talk about it. I mean, if Mr. Mousavi had been around, who was the leader of the opposition and who lost the election, or at least said the election was stolen, I think he would have had more or less the same position with some difference in tone, because the question of nuclear more or less unified the regime. So it's not Ahmadinejad, is the supreme leader, plus many others, including the revolution. Revolutionary Guards who are making decision, and it's ultimately them together will have to make a decision which way the enrichment in Iran will have to go.
Insofar as we know, the delegation from Iran, what does it say about the seriousness of Iran approaching these talks? Bakr Moin, and then I want to comment from Gary Sick.
I think, it's as serious as it can be, and I think they're very serious about it because they don't want to face another round of sanctions, naturally. They don't want the Russians and the Chinese to be alienated. So I think they go into it in a serious way. But at the same time, I think when it comes to the question of enrichment, if the whole purpose of the meeting is to tell Iran you have to stop enrichment, then it's not going to happen immediately. I think the key factor is to start build up confidence on both sides. The Iranian will have to build confidence in the West towards their intentions, and the West will have to do exactly the same. So I think we have to see this meeting on the 1st of October as the beginning of a long process.
Gary Sick, what does the delegation say to you?
I agree completely with Bakr Moin, and I think it's important for us to keep our eye on the ball here. We can talk about, maneuvering at each other, but in reality, there's one purpose to this meeting, it seems to me, and to what will be a series of meetings, and that is we want Iran to have fully inspected a system of fully inspected nuclear infrastructure. We know what's going on there, where we can keep an eye on it, and where it builds confidence that they have enrichment, perhaps, they have a certain capability, but they aren't building a bomb. And I think if we can keep our eye on that, and that's exactly what Hillary Clinton said over the weekend, which I think that part of her speech was sort of ignored. She said they have a right to peaceful nuclear energy for civilian purposes. but not to have a nuclear weapons program. So how do you balance those two? And it seems to me, on the nuclear side, that is what we're about.
Quickly, Bakker-Moyn, everyone is talking about sanctions, but some of the Middle East countries have really scoffed at them. Are the sanctions enough of a threat to get Iran to change policy if they've already decided on a certain course?
Well, it depends, sanction by whom, it in what form, on what commodities. And I think if it's going to be the same way as before, it's not going to work. I think in the short run, the hardliners would benefit economically from any sanctions that there is any embargo, let's say, on fuel and other things, because they can buy it from other countries. If Russia and China agree completely on sanctions and the international community support the sanctions, then it's very important both psychologically and as well as politically and economically. So before we talk about sanction in that level, I think we have to find out what areas right. of common agreement does exist that work on that one and find a solution.
Where can these talks go? That's really the question. By the end of the week, we could be discussing some possible history and a new overture between U.S. and Iran, but we'll wait and see for now. Bakker-Moyn is former head of the BBC Farsi service and a commentator on Iran. Gary Sick is a senior research scholar at Columbia University. Thanks to you both.